Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Māori Party President and Waipareira Head John Tamihere says Māori organisations have a right to fund political campaigns which will advance Māori interests. Mr Tamihere is pushing back on stories that charities regulator was looking into loans and donations from Te Whānau o Waipareira and the National Urban Māori Authority to his 29 campaign for the Auckland mayoralty and his run for Tāmaki Makaurau in the 2020 general election. He says the New Zealand Herald buried his right of reply after giving front page treatment to its original story. He says the constitutions of Waipareira and Numa says they must advance Māori socio-economic capacity.
To do that, we have to participate in the political narrative of this nation. To pretend that we can't use Māori money to advance Māori interests politically is a totalitarian state. It would enslave Māori into shutting their mouths because they're brown and they're indigenous and then they have no voice.
John Tamihere says if Charity Services says he's broken any laws or rules, that will be challenged in court. Māori kiwifruit growers are welcoming more pickers being allowed into the country under the Registered Seasonal Employer Scheme. The government is allowing an additional 3,000 RSE workers from 9 Pacific nations, bringing the total to 19,000. Māori Kiwifruit Growers Association Chair Anaru Timutimu says growers have come to rely on RSE workers and backpackers to deal with seasonal peaks, and they've taken steps to look after their welfare.
So many of our Māori kiwifruit growing communities have built accommodation for RSE workers and for backpackers. So there's an investment and a reliance on these workers.
Anaru Timutimu says many Māori growers are trying to channel Māori employees into supervisory and management roles, and they're looking for ways to create salaried positions to get workers year-round employment. Education Minister Chris Hipkins says nearly 9 out of 10 schools in Kura will get a bump in their funding with the shift from the decile system to equity funding. The increases range from an average of about $22 per pupil in Taitokero to $6.25 in Tāmaki Makaurau. The new equity index aims to give the Education Ministry better data on which students need extra resources. Mr Hipkins says there is considerable flexibility about the way schools can use that funding.
It gives schools a lot more choices around the sorts of things that they can do and the sorts of things that they can invest in. So in some cases, they'll increase the number of teachers or the number of teacher aides that they have. They'll use their operations grant to do that. In other cases, they might use it to, you know, fund programs that are specifically designed to provide extra support for those families.
There's also an increase in the number of schools eligible for the donation scheme, which is paid if they no longer ask parents for donations, and another 24 schools will be added to the school lunch program. And that's your Wātea News.